Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen, Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad. وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله رب العالمين You are watching the program called Reformation of the Ummah. Alhamdulillah, we have commenced in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our sustainer, provider, cherisher and nourisher. We have sent peace and blessings upon the most exalted creation of Allah Azza wa Jal, our beloved Rasul, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, upon his illustrious family, as well as his noble companions, alayhim uridwan. Teri nasle paak mein hai, bacha bacha noor ka, tu hai aine noor, tera sab gharana noor ka. Subhanallah. Yes, dear viewers of Madinah channel, and what makes this program even more special is the fact that I am in the company of our Honorable Mawlana Ziyad Attari Damul Barakatum Al-Aliyah, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, who needs no introduction to the airwaves of Madinah channel, Alhamdulillah. And today together with him, we are going to be discussing a very important subject, and that is positivity in different facets of life. Inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, we are going to open the discussion, and we hope that the viewers of Madinah channel can also partake in our discussion via the social media. Any questions related to positivity as well as negativity, you can let us know by the social media. Keep watching this program until the end. We have kalams and some Madinah pearls to share with our viewers as we go along in our program. Alhamdulillah, we do listen to kalams and naats, but whenever we have Mawlana Sahib with us, we commence with the opening greetings of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. In this very important subject, Mawlana Sahib has given me time, alhamdulillah. And we hope that together we will do a little justice to this discussion, inshallah. And we hope that by the end of today's episode, we, as well as the viewers of Madinah channel, would leave with some positivity, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, after we look at life from a different lens together with some good results, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. Mawasab, there are some very good sayings and sayings of some people which leaves a great thought behind when a person contemplates over the fact of why have I failed in this aspect in my life? Why have I flopped there? Why has that not come right? Or why has this not come right? And someone had said very beautifully, Once you replace your negative thoughts with positive ones, you will start having positive results.
Absolutely.
Subhanallah. Once you replace negative thoughts with positive ones, the ultimate results of that will be positivity.
Absolutely.
Subhanallah. And therefore, dear viewers of the Madinah channel, this is what we want to look into for Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Insan has one maqsad and one purpose in this world, on this planet. And what causes your failure or your success is determined through positivity as well as negativity. If a person is very much positive in what he wants to do, even if he drops down somewhere down the line, Mawasab, he makes his way, he finds his way, because he's positive even in those aspects that the whole world looks as negative. Allahu Akbar. He finds that to be positive, and he continues trying until he fails and he retries again, so on and so forth, and then life continues like that, Mawasab. On the other hand, you have people who look for negativities within the positivities of life. And things which are so positive, which are looking so good, but the person sees the wrong in that. And since he can't see the good for the rest of his life, he follows his fear. He's always concerned about the khawf and the fear he's experiencing, and therefore it doesn't allow him to move on in life. It doesn't allow him to take those steps which a positive person takes in his life. And therefore, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, in the light of Quran Pak, ayat of the Quran, teachings of the Quran, the beautiful teachings of Islam, in the light of the blessed ahadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, we would like to, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, explore this aspect of life as well, Mawlana Sahib, as I feel and I do know, when children go through negative thoughts as well as positive thoughts. And this, comes into a person from a very little age. And if he learns how to rid himself from the negative thoughts that haunts a person, that causes a person never to move further in life. There are hundreds of people right now who are very, very, I would say, scared, and they are very concerned in the sense of, because of failing once in business, they are afraid to take another step. There are some people who are scared to get married again because they had some bad experiences in life, in their first marriage or maybe in the second or third marriage. There are people out there who don't want to have children because of certain issues and matters they have seen. They have seen a negative in others, or the negativity in other families. So I don't want to do that, or I don't want to be there. So inshallah azza wa jalla, Islam is a very, very, very beautiful religion, dear viewers of Madani Channel. In fact, he azza wa jalla has stated in the Holy Quran, "Inna ad-deena 'inda Allahi al-Islam." Allahu Akbar. So when you see things holistically, dear viewers of Madani Channel, Islam has taught us that the only true religion in the sight of Allah azza wa jalla is Islam. And Islam is that beautiful deen which has left no stone unturned when it comes to give us the tarbiyah and the teachings of this life, of this world, how to live as a Muslim, how to overcome situations, and how to pass through all these parts of life until you reach the qabr. Islam has guided us in every step in all walks of life. And alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, even today we are going to take examples from the blessed ahadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, examples from the life of our pious predecessors in order to overcome the situation if we are suffering with this. I also strongly believe, Mulana Sahib, that in this current era that we are living, we are living in right now, this is that sickness that even children from a very minor age suffer from depression. And that depression and sickness then, of course, gives birth to these problems and these other issues. And a child can never be positive in school, in his educational life. And these are yet the stepping stones for him to become even more successful in life. So how does Mawlana Sahib even look at positivity and negativity on his own before we go any further, Mawlana Sahib?
Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. It's true that within this dunya we are caught up between that. That desire, that yearning for success, and the fear for failure.
Allah.
So then that's how we often live our lives. That everyone wants to be successful, and they are yearning for success, they desire to be successful, and along the way they fear failure. And while Huzur was speaking, a thought crossed my mind. I feel that I should share it as well. That when we have this idea that we are desiring success, we're yearning for it, we want to take the step, we want to get up, even if we fall down, and but we have so many fears. I just think of the beautiful example of a child. I am still yet to see, I have not seen it thus far, I don't think our viewers have seen it either, that a child is born and the child reaches a few months of age, and one day the child just gets up and starts running. We haven't seen that. The child first crawls, then the child tries to walk, and the child stands up, falls down, stands up again, falls down again. After some time, the child can stand and balance. Then the child takes a step, falls down, gets up again.
Allahu Akbar.
Takes a few steps, falls down. The parents are calling the child, "Oh my child, come here, oh my child, come here." And the child gets up, few steps, falls down. But you find that, subhanallah azza wa jal, eventually the child walks. After a little while, give it a little while, and the child walks. Do we know why the child walked? Just because the child stood up and walked? No. But the child walked because every time the child fell down, the child stood up again and tried again. They fell again, they stood up again and tried
Allah
again.
Allah.
Until, with persistent trying, with sincere intention, with continuing to do as best as we can, that which we can in order to reach our goal, one day, inshallah azza wa jal, by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will open our way.
Allah,
we must realize that one of our asatida, and Mulan Sahib probably shares this with Ustaz Sahib as well, that he would often tell us that, oh my students, as-sa'yu minna wal-itmam min Allah ta'ala, that the effort is from us.
Allahu Akbar.
The completion is that which Allah Azza wa Jal gives.
Subhanallah.
The effort is from us. We just got to try. We got to do our best. We got to give it our all. The end result of whatever we are trying is not in our power.
Allahu Akbar.
The end result is not in our power. The effort is from us. We put in the effort and have trust in Allah. Say, oh Allah Azza wa Jal, I'm trying as best as I can. Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, you give me that which is best for me. You will see that you will go forth with much more confidence. The fear factor will be minimized, and the yearning for the success and the effort towards the success will inshallah be raised. And in that way, we will inshallah azza wa jal achieve many more of our goals rather than allowing that fear to stand in our way of every goal.
I really enjoy the way you said, Mohsab. Really amazing, subhanallah. May Allah Kareem grant success to those who are facing these problems, Mohsab. Mm-hmm. You know, somebody had said in every day, dear viewers of Madini Channel, there are 1,440 minutes. In every day, there is 1,440 minutes. That means we have 1,440 daily opportunities.
Allahu Akbar.
Subhanallah. Deha. We have 1,440 daily opportunities to make a positive impact. So yes, dear viewers, if you don't like the road that you are walking, start paving a new one. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Why? Because they say a dead end is just like a good place to make a U-turn. Allahu Akbar. When you're walking and you come to a dead end, ki ab iske aage hum ja hi nahi sakte. Dead end. What do you do, dear viewers? Are you going to try waiting there and you're going to cry and try to break that wall down or try and hop that wall? No. Simple as making a U-turn. Like that in life as well. When you have started something, it has failed. Let's look at the reasons, Mohsab, as to why has this fallen apart. What happens is, actually the solution is in what Mohsab has mentioned. Many people have taken the results in their own hands. When a person wants to give himself the results for the examination that he has done, then he will try and pass himself. He would not try and look at the negatives that he has passed to learn from them. He wants to pass, so what he will do? He will want to give himself the results. Yet, the results of everything is given to a person. Like when you work in the company, the boss gives you the result by the end of the month. Your salary shows that you have worked hard. Likewise, in this dunya, ultimately, sawab, jaza, reward comes from the Creator. Your job is to put in the efforts, just as Maulana Sahib has stated. But the moment you start taking the results into your own hands, that you want to give yourself points for what you have done, then you will plan it the way you feel is right, but you are not looking at the bigger picture that you are not the best of planners. The best of planner is the Creator who has created you and I. He knows ultimately what's the next move and what's better for you and I. We see things differently, and He Azza wa Jalla is our Creator. So yes, dear viewers of Madinah Channel, there are such people, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, our pious predecessors. Masab, can you give some examples from the awliyas, from the pious predecessors?
While Huzuri is speaking, there's the ayah of the Holy Quran that teaches us, and I want to share that lesson as well, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Holy Quran that there are times when we want something, when we want something so much, but that thing is not good for us. And there are times when we dislike something, but that is actually good for us.
Allah.
And we do not know, and Allah Azza wa Jal knows. So this understanding I'm giving from that we learn from the ayah of the Holy Quran, there are times that I feel and I desire and you feel that this certain thing is so wonderful and I want it. But Allah Azza wa Jal knows that in that thing, there is no goodness for us.
Allahu Akbar.
And so it is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps us away from that thing that we desire so much, that we think is so good for us. There are times even we are making dua for it, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not letting us have that. It's just for us to realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what is best for us. If Allah Azza wa Jal is not giving it to us, then be grateful and say, oh Allah Azza wa Jal, you know better than me. And at the time that I don't want something,
Allahu
but it comes in front of me. You know, people say, when you don't want it, that's the time you will find it. But at the time when you don't want it, but it is coming in front of you, but you are receiving that, you are expecting a different result. Again, just tell yourself, Allah knows better than me. Perhaps I am disliking this, but Allah Azza wa Jal has placed goodness for me in that. And subhanallah Azza wa Jal, you will realize that whether you want or you don't want, that will no longer become your standard. Your new standard will be that which Allah Azza wa Jal wills to give. And that which Allah Azza wa Jal wills to give, I am very happy with that. That is the best for me. I don't want anything else. I don't want what I want, because what do I know?
Mashallah.
I want what Allah Azza wa Jal wills for me, because Allah knows what I need.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. But this takes time to pave the way to this aspect of life. I think it begins with, it starts to develop within time.
Yes.
Normally people who want to have these characteristics, and want to train themselves to become, as Mohsab has mentioned, if somebody is ready to train themselves or train their children from a little age, it's going to be very beneficial, Mohsab.
Yes.
But usually this kicks in with wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
It takes time after 30 years, 40 years of experience of
right.
life, ups and downs, different various situations we see in life. And therefore, we find that older people, elderly people who have seen more seasons than we have seen, as compared to a child who's somebody who's 25, 30 years old, and you are speaking to someone who has seen 80 years of life.
Allah,
right?
Mashallah.
He may not have the knowledge of modern technology and stuff as you may have, but the experience that he has is something that you cannot buy as well, Mohsab.
Yes.
And that comes with time. Time speaks for itself, right? And time proves many things, Mohsab. So elderly people have worked with this, have seen negatives, hardships around. And what happens is that we have become too accustomed to being perfect.
Mm.
A husband who's imperfect and a wife who's imperfect, both have so many flaws, so many mistakes, so many defects, but the expectation is perfection from each other.
Mm.
Yet we have flaws within
Very
us.
True.
Yet we have mistakes. And this does not allow a person to see the good.
Mm.
It does not allow him to see the positive. For example, a person has a very good wife who cooks food for him.
Right.
She makes the best dishes for him. She washes his clothes for him.
Love
she feeds him. She feeds the children. She takes care of the kids. But she doesn't look so good as his expectation, for example. But the other 100 qualities which she has inside her, one example, or he's not attracted to her, or he finds that she does certain things wrong in her life as a wife. She's not supposed to do it like this. She's supposed to do it as to how I want it to be. But both have flaws. She has some mistakes, but what about the good qualities? Likewise, on the other side, the husband, sometimes a sister can complain. He sits with his friends too late at night. He only comes home 12 o'clock at night. He only focuses on his parents or on his siblings or on his business. He's not giving time to the family. Yes, I'm not saying that's right. Rectify the matter. But people could go on for matters like this for weeks, days, months, years, Maulana Sahib, until they realize, you know what, 10, 15 years came out complaining about this. The whole muhalla knows about it.
Mm.
The whole all family members know about it. Yet it was a matter that could have been concealed. On the other hand, the woman, the sister who has a problem with the husband, or the husband who has a problem with the wife, should focus on the positive aspects of life.
Mm.
For example, the wife should think, my husband comes late from work, but shukr to Allah, thanks to Allah. I give gratitude and shukr to Allah Azza wa Jalla for this fact that my husband, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, does not consume alcohol.
Mm.
He is not on drugs. He is earning halal ruzi through halal means. Maybe you got a problem with your husband because he doesn't earn enough. But look at the positive aspect that so many others are earning big amount of bucks and money through haram sources.
Allah, Allah.
Whereas this person who's earning a few rand, it cannot sustain the entire family, but the fact that it's coming through halal means is a positive aspect. But those who complain about less salary, Mohsab, never show shukr to this. They will always be complaining that, you know what, it's never enough, it's never enough. But the fact that Allah gave you this chance to earn halal through halal means is such a big ni'mat on its own as compared to many other people who could be millionaires or billionaires, but the income source is haram.
Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised us that, you know, regarding this you know, just yearning for wealth, whilst sometimes people don't focus upon whether it's halal or haram. Yet alhamdulillah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us through halal means, what a ni'mah it is. But this greed, shaitan plays with that greed that, you know, that he always creates desire and tries to spark that yearning for something more and something more. So Rasulullah would say that the only thing that would fill the belly of man is sand. The only thing that will fill the belly of the insan is sand, because people live their entire life chasing and wishing for more and wanting more. And, you know, the only time they actually realize that all this was not what I imagined it to be, not all that glitters is gold, is when they are in the sand, when they're in the qabr. So that you know, feeling that financial strain that people feel, actually the financial strain that people feel that not enough income is coming in, actually, just to put everyone at ease, it's a universal problem,
right? In every country.
It's a universal problem in every country. In fact, we should not think that with an increased income I will be able to fulfill all my desires. If any of us are feeling that, okay, there's some financial strain on me or financial strain at home, I desire this, I want this, I feel like I need this, but I can't get it. Why? Because the husband or the brother or the father is unable to fulfill that much. He's only able to fulfill a certain amount.
Mm.
Alhamdulillah, one piece of advice is be grateful for that which Allah Azza wa Jal has given, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has given it through halal means. So that holds a lot of barakah.
Mm.
And then the other aspect that we should look towards as well is that if the husband or the father or the spouse, whoever is working, is the breadwinner in the family, even if they earned more, it still will not be able to fill and to satisfy the grief. You notice that someone is, you know, living in poverty, they are very poor. They desire a certain thing, alhamdulillah, they are blessed. Example, someone is blessed with bread and roti. He will desire, or she will desire, they will desire that it must also have butter on it.
Allah.
Okay. When we have that, then we will desire the next thing. And then eventually, the more our wealth increases, the more the desires also grow.
Allah.
So the person who, you know, is living in a rented home desires to buy a home. And the person who buys a home desires a bigger home. And the one who has a very big home, he desires other properties. And the one who has business desires more money. And the desires just go on and on. The one who desires to see a holiday once a year out of the country, then when they have that, then they desire two holidays.
Allahu
you know,
Akbar,
it is like
Allahu
that.
Akbar.
It will grow and it will grow and it will grow. So the desires won't come to an end. The desires won't come to an end. But that down feeling, that feeling of not being satisfied, not being satisfied with that which we have, can come to an end. That feeling of, you know, feeling frustrated and not feeling satisfied and feeling that everything is not enough, that can come to an end. And there's one simple solution, there's one simple medication, we can say, for that.
Achha.
For that feeling to come out.
Subhanallah.
And that medication is shukr.
Allahu Akbar.
The day that we are grateful for that which we have, we will forget about the difficulty we are experiencing due to that which we don't have.
Subhanallah. So Mawlana Sahib says shukr.
Wallah.
Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani channel, shukr, gratitude, and having a positive attitude towards gratitude is a very great success.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. Definitely, dear viewers of Madani channel, somebody had said, when you say positive, you will see positive.
That's
Allahu
true.
Akbar. When you speak positive things, you will start seeing positive as well.
Absolutely.
Allahu Akbar.
Absolutely. There was a saying that used to be stuck in my home as we were growing up. And I'll share that saying. It would say that, what's your thoughts? Because they become your words.
Hi, hi, hi,
what's
hi,
your hi. Words? Because they become your actions.
Allahu
what's
Akbar.
What's your actions? Because they become your habits. And then watch your habits, because that also forms your reputation.
Allah.
Now look at that. That
what a beautiful
my thoughts are becoming my words. My words are becoming my actions. My actions are becoming my habits. Imagine if I started the thoughts with positivity, meaning my thoughts were positive. If my thoughts are positive, it means that my words become positive. If my words are positive, it means my actions become positive. If my actions are positive, it means my habits become positive. It means that I become a positive person. And what's the
Allah
amazing
Akbar,
thing about positivity?
Allah
you know, people say smiling is contagious. Positivity is contagious. Not just contagious, positivity is so attractive. It is the magnet that draws other positivity.
Subhanallah,
you find a person
Subhanallah,
who is
Subhanallah.
Positive.
Ji.
Other positive people wish to be in his company. And the person who is negative, on the other hand, everything is a problem. You know, our Nigran Sahib often says that some people find a solution for every problem, and other people find a problem for every solution.
Yeah,
the person who only complains and is negative about everything,
Allahu
people
Akbar,
don't
Allahu
want their company.
Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
They fear, I need to sit in that person's company again. Allahu Akbar, Allah Ta'ala save me from the difficulty I'm going to experience. They are pushed away, they are repelled by negativity. Yet the one who is positive, the one who has a positive outlook, is always feeling good, is always smiling, is always welcoming people, is always showing people the best in everything to look towards. You find that people desire their company. They don't even know why they desire. Just when I'm around this person,
Allah.
I feel good.
Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So I think we should start searching for things like that.
Yes.
Being around people that are positive, that are energetic, that will keep you energized. electrified for the day, for the week, for the month, subhanallah. And our injection, we call it the dose which keeps us, mashallah, going. That's Madani Kama, subhanallah. Watching Madani Mudakira once in a week will give you a positive thought for the entire week, inshallah. Making ziyarat of Amir al-Sunnat al-Madani channel, subhanallah. And watching any of the programs from Nigrani Shura, Haji Abdul Habib Sahib Qibla, Arakine Shura, and all those wonderful ulamas and muballighs of Dawood Islami on Madani channel would leave you with positive thoughts.
Huzur, did you look towards Amir al-Sunnat and Madani Muzakara, mashallah? It's such a wonderful sight. Really, our hearts yearn for it. When one Madani Muzakara comes on Saturday, then after that, the entire week again, you're waiting for Saturday to see Amir al-Sunnat's face again.
Mashallah.
Alhamdulillah. But Shaykh Atarik, Amir al-Sunnat is mashallah, insan. Human being as well. What an amazing human being, but human being as well. So that means he must be having some challenges in life, some difficulties in life. I'm sure every day can't be the same.
Allah.
There are challenges, there are difficulties. Sometimes as we grow older as well, then some sickness comes, some difficulty comes. But what amazes me is that every time I see Madani Muzakara, Amir al-Sunnat and Madani Muzakara, he's always smiling. There's no Madani Muzakara I watched that from beginning to end, Shaykh Darika Amir al-Sunnat didn't smile so much that his blessed teeth were showing as well.
Kya baat hai,
smile.
Kya baat.
And I wonder, subhanallah,
does this person
have no worries in life?
Allahu Akbar.
There must be worries, there must be difficulty. But that you don't see that down feeling. He's always just positive. He's always feeling good. He's always willing to try. He's always motivating us. Even when we watch him and we listen to him, we don't feel down. By the time we leave the gathering of Amir al-Sunnat, we are feeling motivated to do something. We feel like, Alhamdulillah, I can do it. You're feeling energized. We just feel positive by his, when just by his company, by seeing his face, by listening to his meetah, his beautiful words, Alhamdulillah.
Allahu
he
Allah
places Allah that positivity in our hearts and you feel energized. We just feel so good, Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. MashaAllah, Masab. I'm actually feeling energized after listening to Mawlana Sahib, MashaAllah. I'm feeling quite energized after listening to these Madani pearls. And yes, dear viewers, something went wrong in your life. The car deal didn't work out. Your home deal didn't work out. Your salary didn't work out. Your job didn't come right. Something went wrong somewhere down the line in the morning, in the afternoon, at night. As you traveled or you have returned back, something went wrong. Just remember, sometimes when things are falling apart, it is said when things are falling apart, they may actually be falling in place. Allahu
Akbar.
Yes, dear viewers, they may actually be falling in place, but we can't see it. Hum negatively dekhte hain ye. Mere saath kyun hua aisa? Mere saath kyun hua aisa? Why is it me? Why is it me? But somebody had said they may actually be falling in place. So look for the positivity within it, inshallah, zawajallah. We have this beautiful kalam, and when we do return, dear viewers, I'm going to request Mawasab, inshallah, to give us more Madani pearls with regards to our pious predecessors, to learn more about their way of thinking positive. Stay locked with Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Mauti-e-matlab tumhara, har ishaara ho gaya. Mauti-e-matlab tumhara, har ishaara ho gaya. Jab ishaara ho gaya, matlab hamara ho gaya. Mauti-e-matlab tumhara, har ishaara ho gaya. Mauti-e-matlab tumhara, har ishaara ho gaya. डूब तो काया नबी कहते ही बेड़ा पार था. डूब तो काया नबी कहते ही बेड़ा पार था. डूब तो काया नबी कहते ही बेड़ा पार था. गम किनारे हो गए पैदा किनारा हो गया. गम किनारे हो गए पैदा किनारा हो गया. जब इशारा हो गया, जब इशारा हो गया, मतलब हमारा हो गया. मौतिए मतलब तुम्हारा हर इशारा हो गया. मौतिए मतलब तुम्हारा हर इशारा हो गया. तेरी तलअत से जमी के जर्रे महपारे बने. तेरी तलअत से जमी के जर्रे महपारे बने. तेरी तलवत से जमी के जर्रे महपारे बने. तेरी हैबत से फलक का महदो पारा हो गया. तेरी हैबत से फलक का
مہد پارا ہو گیا جب اشارہ ہو گیا جب اشارہ ہو گیا مطلب ہمارا ہو گیا
موجی مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا موجی مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا
یوں تو سب پیدا ہوئے گئے آپ ہی کے واسطے یوں تو سب پیدا ہوئے گئے آپ ہی کے واسطے یوں تو سب پیدا ہوئے گئے آپ ہی کے واسطے قسمت اس کی ہے جسے کہہ دو ہمارا ہو گیا قسمت اس کی ہے جسے کہہ دو ہمارا ہو گیا جب اشارہ ہو گیا جب اشارہ ہو گیا مطلب ہمارا ہو گیا
موجی مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا موجی مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا
تیرے سانے سے کوئی پوچھے تیرا حسن و جمال تیرے سانے سے کوئی پوچھے تیرا حسن و جمال تیرے سانے سے کوئی پوچھے تیرا حسن و جمال خود بنایا اور بنا کر خود ہی پیارا ہو گیا خود بنایا اور بنا کر خود ہی پیارا ہو گیا جب اشارہ ہو گیا جب اشارہ ہو گیا مطلب ہمارا ہو گیا
موتی مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا موتی مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا
تو ہی نے تو مصر میں یوسف کو یوسف کر دیا تو ہی نے تو مصر میں یوسف کو یوسف کر دیا تو ہی نے تو مصر میں یوسف کو یوسف کر دیا تو ہی تو یعقوب کی آنکھوں کا تارا ہو گیا تو ہی تو یعقوب کی آنکھوں کا تارا ہو گیا جب اشارہ ہو گیا جب اشارہ ہو گیا مطلب ہمارا ہو گیا
موجی مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا موجی مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا
ہم بھکاری کیا ہماری بھیک کس گنتی میں ہے ہم بھکاری کیا ہماری بھیک کس گنتی میں ہے ہم بھکاری کیا ہماری بھیک کس گنتی میں گئے تیرے در سے بادشاہوں کا گزارا ہو گیا تیرے در سے بادشاہوں کا گزارا ہو گیا جب اشارہ ہو گیا جب اشارہ ہو گیا مطلب ہمارا ہو گیا
موجی مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا موجی مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا
اے حسن قربان جاؤں اس جمال پاک پر اے حسن قربان جاؤں اس جمال پاک پر اے حسن قربان جاؤں اس جمال پاک پر سینکڑوں پردوں میں رہ کر عالم آرا ہو گیا سینکڑوں پردوں میں رہ کر عالم آرا ہو گیا جب اشارہ ہو گیا جب اشارہ ہو گیا مطلب ہمارا ہو گیا
موجی مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا موجی مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم معتی مطلب تمہارا جب اشارہ ہو گیا بڑا پیارا کلام سبحان اللہ بھائی مدنی رضا اتاری دامت برکاتہم العالیہ الحمدللہ رب العالمین دس ناس واز لٹل آن دا فاسٹ پیس وی وڈ سے ماشاء اللہ فار دوز ہو ڈونٹ لسن ٹو اردو ڈونٹ ہیئر اردو اٹس سچ اے سویٹ لینگویج مولانا صاحب ماشاء اللہ ونس یو اسٹارٹ ریڈنگ اینڈ رائٹنگ اردو اینڈ لسننگ ٹو اردو لیکچرز اینڈ بیانات دیر از سو مچ مور دیٹ یو کڈ learn alhamdulillah rabbil alamin in fact amir listener presents his madani pearls in this language as well mashallah most of the time and though it's in subtitles available translations that they as well but
There's a lot to learn, dear viewers of Madani Channel. WhatsApp, they say that life is like a bicycle because you've got to keep the balance. But the question is, how does a person change the negative thoughts to positive ones? There's negativity within every person, and every day there's something negative that goes, that happens. How can a person change the negative thoughts, the negative soch in his mind into positivity? Can WhatsApp give some examples, inshallah?
SubhanAllah. How can we change the negative into positive?
Allah.
It's a beautiful question.
I hope, Masab, the question is because this is the rock bottom at the end of the day. This is what solution we need, because we all have this negative vibes, which is a bit difficult for many people, Masab. It's that one thing a person can't surpass, he can't pass. It's like a block or like a wall in front of him, due to which he or she unable to move further. It's because of negativity. So how can they change that to positivity more?
Dekhi Huzur, let's say for example, I want to see a certain beautiful view that is lying behind a mountain that is lying in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
So what is obstructing me from that beautiful view? This mountain. A mountain is in front of me, I can't see the view.
Mm.
This view of the mountain, I'm not enjoying it very much. I want to see the view that is behind it. Mm. What do I do?
Mm.
It's simple. Change your position.
Subhanallah.
Change your perspective. Subhanallah. Look from another lens.
Mm.
If you're standing here and the mountain is in front of you and day after is the view, so step aside, move away, and look from a different angle. And then you will see the view, you won't see the mountain.
Wow.
Subhanallah. The moment you see that difficult situation, if you look through a different lens, you'll realize that if I change my perspective, I change everything. People would, I heard this thing that perspective is everything. Because you change the perspective, you change the entire view. There's a beautiful waqi'ah of Sayyidina Sahal Tustari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that someone once came to him and told him, Huzur, a thief broke into my house and stole my belongings. Now this is a negative situation. Nobody is pleased that a thief broke into their house and stole their belongings. It's a difficulty. And the person says, a thief broke into my house and stole my belongings. So Huzur gave him, instead of just trying to solve that problem, he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, gave him a new lens to look through.
Kya baat?
How did he give him a new lens? Now, just metaphorically speaking, I'm saying he gave him a new lens. He said that, be grateful that shaitan didn't break into your heart, didn't enter your heart and steal your iman.
Allahu Akbar.
Now, firstly, the lens was that he was looking through was that my home has been entered by a trespasser, by someone who came without permission and stole my belongings. Huzur is now giving him the lens to look through that Alhamdulillah, Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed you that you have your iman in which, your heart in which your iman lies, and shaitan hasn't come and snatched it. There's another pious person, whilst he was walking on the road, another waqiyah, very, very similar with the similar concept, that he was walking and some ash that is usually after coal burns or anything burns, ash fell on him.
Okay.
This person immediately went into sajda and started thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So subhanallah azza wa jal, people are amazed that this person, ash fell on him and he's thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is he thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is it that he's thanking Allah azza wa jal for now? He said that I was expecting that fire would fall on me and encompass me. Alhamdulillah, Allah azza wa jal let that fire turn into ash, and that ash fell on me instead. I've been saved from the fire. The situation didn't change. The ash fell on him already. The situation didn't change for us. Oh no, now the clothes are dirty. But the situation didn't change. Just the lens from which he looked at it changed.
Mm.
So he found the positive way of looking at something. And that way of looking at something changes everything. That beautiful example we often give, that the lady who was complaining every day that the neighbor is only hanging dirty clothes on the line. All every day this neighbor hangs dirty clothes on the line. So one day she said, the spouse, the wife looked through the window and said, today the neighbor's clothes are very clean, man. Today they washed the clothes nicely. The husband said, this morning I cleaned the windows.
Allahu Akbar.
Why? Because I cleaned the windows, so now the clothes on the line are also looking
Subhanallah.
It just depends on which lens we choose to look through.
Allahu
If we choose
Akbar.
To look through the lens of a negative aspect, then we will see it negative. And when we look through a positive lens, then you will see the glass half full. The glass is halfway, half full. So they say, it just depends. If you look negatively, you'll say the glass is half empty. But when you look through a positive lens, you say, no, but the glass is half full.
Half full. Kya baat hai Madine ki, subhanallah. Masab, very, very excellent and good examples that will keep us positive in life as well.
Inshallah.
And if we take the same remedy, right, the same solution, and we implement in our spiritual life, look at it, we commit gunas and sins. Hum gunah karte hain, huququllah mein. We violate the rights of Allah Azza wa Jalla. We miss our salah, we deceive people, we cheat, we lie, we steal, we do backbiting, we do tail-telling, we consume astaghfirullah, people who commit fornication, or those who drink and consume alcohol, those who fight with their parents, those who take the rights of others. How many sins we do every day? And thus far, even if we did one sin for the last 30 years, because if you're 30 years of age, how many sins have we accumulated thus far? If every day we have done one guna even, Masah. Still Allah wants you to be positive even till your last breath. Keep asking Allah for forgiveness. Keep making tawbah. Till before that moment you are lowered into your dark qabr. Yani, referring to that moment doesn't mean exactly to the last breath of a person, but before it's too late, make tawbah. Why? Because Allah Azza wa Jalla will forgive you. Inshallah Azza wa Jalla, if you have asked with sincerity, your sins will be forgiven, because even after committing so many sins, Allah wants you to be positive. Just like how in the dunya, after so many failures, you still want to be positive. Likewise, in terms of spirituality, one wants to attain taqwa, he wants to attain proximity to Allah Azza wa Jal, then the solution to that is the key to life. The key to life when things get tough, dear viewers, is to keep moving. Just keep moving. Don't waste a minute not being happy, dear viewers. Aisa ek lamha hamari zindagi mein na ho ki hum khush nahi. Rather be happy. If one window closes, go to the next. If that window closes, go to the next. Lekin hamesha khush rahein, khushhal rahein. And when you will be like this, inshallah, azawajalla, definitely, dear viewers, you will see positivity within your life. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So, Masab, you know, look at positivity in every aspect is our discussion. And of course, in different facets of life, in different walks of life, we pass through different stages in life, from the birth till the qabr. So many different channels and seasons and situations make us who we become at the end of the day. But one very good example a person had given to his daughter, when he says to his daughter, there's water that's boiling, and you place an egg, and then you place a potato, and then you place some beans inside, which is not grounded as yet. Same temperature of water, same pressure of life, same tension of life, same heat, same weather, same difficulties. Those who are opening the shop, millionaires who are opening the shop, don't assume that today I'm going to make a million. They also know that our job is to put in the efforts. The end result could be different at times, because even millionaires face great destruction and discomfort in their work that they do, because they face situations. Allahu Akbar. The example that I was giving, Masab, was subhanAllah.
Right, the boiling water. And the
exactly, with regard to the boiling water. And then the person says to his daughter, who came complaining to her dad, and she says, you know what, dad, my father, you have done so much for me, but I can't overcome the situations of life. It's getting me down. I want to get married. I don't want to move on in life. I don't want to have kids anymore. I just feel so negative about everything around me. So the father, he puts some hot water onto the stove and he gives it like 20 degrees. For example, he burns a fire. After the water began to boil, he put in a potato, an egg, and some beans. And he says, see daughter, same life, same pressure. But that which was hard, the potato was hard. The pressure of this water, the heat had made it soft.
Subhanallah.
And that which was soft from the inside, the egg became hard. Same pressure of life. And look at the beans that was like dissolved in the water. It all disappeared. It became, that was a solid beans after going in hot water, dissolves. Subhanallah. Likewise, dear viewers of Madani channel, it depends what life makes you. It could make some people harder. It could make some people soft. It could make some people humble. What lesson did you take from the fall? What tarbiyah have you taken? What ibrat have you taken from the mistake that you have made? Yes, we say, let's not go to the past. Let's not dig in the past. But the past is there for you to learn a lesson from. And if you have not learned the lesson, then why should we forget the past? Because if you open the Quran, there are qisas, there are stories, and there are ibrat. Why did Allah Azza wa Jalla speak about Fir'aun, about Namrud, about those nations that were destroyed? We speak about the past so that we could learn what happened to the people of the past and better our current situation. So, subhanAllah, the past is not there to think and regret and to pin and poke and to find mistakes. And when the leg is paining, we start from the head, going all the way down. If the past is there and there's something that you would like to learn from the past, then often think about it. There are only Allah's Masab that even so positivity. For example, one Buzurg of Islam, he wrote that sin that he committed in his childhood on his palm. Some say that he written it on a collar. Majority of the scholars say he written the sin on the collar. It was a mistake he committed. And the reason for that was that he reminds himself every time he uses that clothes, this is a guna I committed. So he saw the positive in this, that if I write it, the negative is that I'm going to cry, I'm going to become sad, but the positive is I'll become closer to Allah. It will remind me of my sin that I must not commit that ever again.
Subhanallah.
Look at things differently. As Mohsab spoke about the clothes drying on the line, and that is like, subhanallah, topped everything up and made it much more clearer to us. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We make dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla that we are able to overcome these situations, dear viewers of Madini Channel. Everyone has this ability. Everyone has the strength. Allah has given you the power. Allah has given you the courage. It is the same Quran through which people were guided and the same Quran which people were misguided. They read the same ayat and attained guidance. And many of them read the same ayat but attained misguidance. Allahu Akbar. Fir'aun, Abu Jahl was right there, Mu'asab. Those enemies, tyrant enemies of Islam were right there. They saw the mu'jizas and miracles happening before their eyes day and night. But hidayat was not in the qisma. It was not in the taqdeer. Therefore, after reading the Quran, after listening to the Quran, after understanding Arabic better than you and I, they never attained guidance. But subhanallah, through the very same negative channel which the beloved Rasulullah had to go through because of oppression and situation, despite all those negative things that happened, the Sahaba saw positive, subhanallah.
Mashallah.
They saw positive, and that was true, and that came true because of being firm, because of having sabr and patience, because of having tolerance, because of having perseverance, because of making shukr to Allah Azza wa Jalla, even in the little that they had, subhanallah. They never were found complaining. Ya Rasulullah, I had 50 businesses before I embraced Islam, now I've got nothing. I've given everything in Makkah al-Mukarramah. I left my family and children and came to Medina to become the brother of someone else or to take shares in his wealth. Nothing of that sort. Everyone saw positivity and subhanallah, Islam grew. Dear viewers of Madinah channel, to that extent that today, without any media, without any advertisement, in those days, the beloved Rasulullah took Islam to every house, dear viewers of Madinah channel. Yani the peygham, the message, the propagation of the oneness of Allah Azza wa Jalla reached the four corners of this planet through the efforts and sincere efforts of the Sahaba because they saw positivity. Mawlana Sahib, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. It's my earnest appeal to all the viewers out there who are watching Madinah channel right now. I think the first starting point should be from Salaam Azzaab. Turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have like a minute, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, if Mawlana Sahib can give the viewers of Madani channel some parting lines and some sentences with wisdom, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, so that we could always refer to them, Mawlana.
Subhanallah. My advice on, to our honorable viewers of Madani channel is something that helps us, help many, alhamdulillah, to remain positive and to always be positive.
Ji.
I think the positivity in life often starts from our thoughts.
Right.
We must try to think positive. And if we want to think positive, we need to look at the successes. We need to look at the good. We hear this beautiful saying that it is success that breeds success.
Right.
So in our lives as well, we want to be positive. Don't look towards our failures. Yes, failures are there to learn lessons from, but only that much. Failures are there to learn lessons from, but only that much. Don't dwell in the failure. Learn the lesson, move on, and think of the success. Every success that we had builds another success. Even for our children, if you want your children to do well, you want a positive result, praise their positive. Praise the time they did one good thing, and subhanallah, you will see that will motivate them to do the next, and the next, and the next. And if we apply that to ourselves, we'd be grateful and be happy, be positive regarding the one good thing, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open our way for more and more successes.
MashaAllah. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Jazakumullahu khairah, dear viewers, we have come completely to the end. Shukran to Mawlana Sahib for saying those wonderful words, for giving us some direction in life through the blessed teachings of Islam. Alhamdulillah. And we're ending on this note, dear viewers, that nothing is impossible. Jiha. There is nothing which is impossible because the word itself says, I am possible. I am possible. I am possible. This is the maqsad and mission of Ya Dawud Islami, and we all are working towards this positive maqsad. And this maqsad and mission is, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. Until next time, dear viewers, keep reciting Durood-e Pak. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Reformation of Ummah. reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation.